This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown.
I love you. I love you. You know I really do. I love you. You know I really do. I love you. I love you. You know I really do. I love you. You know I really do.
That, my friends, is the Jones Family Singers, a gospel band based out of Bay City, Texas, near Houston. Group made up in part of five sisters, two brothers, and their father. For the last several decades, the group's been touring churches, winning singing competitions, but it wasn't until recently that the Jones Family Singers started getting some real attention, and by real attention, talking about national and international attention. It started out as just word of mouth and then suddenly exploded. Now the story's being told in a film that's getting its world premiere at South by Southwest. The Jones Family Will Make a Way. Joining us here in the studio, Bishop Fred Allen Jones, Sr., who, it's safe to say, the leader of the group, Bishop Jones?
It's pretty safe.
And the director of this film, Alan Berg. Thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Great to be here.
Let me ask you first, Alan, what was it that attracted you to this group and its story?
The music. I was asked by Michael Corcoran, who's about as rock and roll a journalist as I've ever met.
A long-time music journalist,
but I knew him as a rock and roll guy. And he called me 3 years ago and said, hey, there's this gospel band performing at South By. Do you have anybody that can tape them? Because I think they're really cool. And so we went out and we taped them. I didn't really know what to expect. And they came out and performed, and it just sort of blew me away. And so we went down and started taping more in Bay City, and one thing leads to another, and eventually we have a film.
When I saw them the first time, it was the kind of music that I thought I'd never be able to see live. But I thought that that was all in the past. I said, finally, it's still out there.
What strikes me about this is that you have just people who are turned on by this group, and they start coming together, and one thing leads to another until, you know, really it is kind of like word of mouth that's fueled by a lot of creative types in Texas, right?
Certainly, and I think that there are two things that people see and feel. The first is there's an expertise in the way the music is performed. Mm-hmm. These guys and gals are really, really good at what they do. The other thing is you feel the emotion and the power of their beliefs, and it comes through in the music. And at the end of the day, you leave feeling better than you did when you came.
Bishop Jones, I guess the patriarch of the group. Is that a better way to put it rather than leader? You feel like the patriarch of the group?
It sounds a little more highfalutin, so we'll use that.
So have you always sang gospel music, or have you been into other styles of music as well?
No, I've always sang gospel music. Even in high school, we found guys of like passion, and we just organized a little, you know, informal group, and we sung around school, around town. But it's always been gospel.
What do you think of the way that Christian music has evolved over the years?
Well, I think Christian music has evolved in such a way as to meet the demanding needs of that day, or the day that we live in.
But your sound isn't that. I mean, you take a completely different road. You're not doing pop music.
Well, in a way, some way, there is some pop there.
Yeah.
But the overlining sound and message is gospel.
Bishop, I hear a lot of Temptations in there. And
yes. A little James Brown. You know, a little Aretha Franklin. They all lurking around there in that music somewhere.
You know, you started out rather small in Bay City, and now you're getting ready to go overseas. I understand you've got tour scheduled in Germany and Russia. You're doing interviews like these. You're the star of this film that's getting its world premiere here in Austin. Does it ever feel like things are just happening really quickly?
Well, to be honest, they really are. But to me, they're coming at the right time because I've been expecting it. I just didn't know when and through what vehicle it would.
Say more about that. You've been expecting it?
We knew that we had a talent that needed to be exposed and shared with the world. And we were satisfied one time in the local area until God would expand our territory.
David, can I interject? One thing to me that's really interesting about the bishop is it took some courage for him to take his music outside of his church.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
In his church tradition, there are a fair number of folk that feel like that what happens in the church where you can let yourself loose should stay in the church, shouldn't yes. go outside the church.
Was that tough? And what about the criticism that you've gotten making that move?
Well, we got quite a bit of it. Criticism like something's wrong with you. You take your family to a club or out in a festival. That's not church. That's the devil's territory. I told them, I said, well, I've been reading the wrong book then, because the book I read said, go ye therefore into all the world. And my definition of all is all means all. And that's all that all means. So we took off. And now a lot of them change their mindset.
You know, I've heard someone say, and I'm curious about your reaction to it, and I mention this respectfully, but some people have said that you're the perfect gospel band for atheists. Have you ever heard somebody say that?
I heard that, and I applaud that. I love that. That's one of the reasons we out here.
You know, just sitting here in the room, you can sort of feel something very special going on. That must have been a challenge for you, though, as a filmmaker, Alan, trying to capture that. Because it's more than just the music. I mean, there's something else going on there.
There is, because everybody that works with the Jones family for any length of time, mm-hmm. they get, as the bishop would say, raptured in. You start feeling and seeing how special they are. You want to convey that. It's a heavy, heavy burden. I don't know if we've hit it or not, but the film's coming out.
Well, we're very much excited about its world premiere here at South by Southwest on Wednesday. The film is titled The Jones Family Will Make a Way. We've been talking with Bishop Fred Alan Jones, Sr., Ph.D., who is the patriarch of the Jones Family Singers, and with Alan Berg, who's the man with the vision to make the film about this remarkable group. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you, Dave.
I'm David Brown of the Texas Star.